BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast for Friday. Chris calls a cinema to ask them about the special screening of 50 Shades of Grey, but I feed him the questions to ask. I've got a new iPlayer recommendation for you. Alice on Real or No Real, and is Zane Lowe okay, hun?
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
We seem to have a lot of 50 Shades of Grey songs today on the show. That'll please you, eh, Chris?
Yep, love that.
You're going to have to go and see it. Mm. But there's no denying it. James Bay, Hold Back the River is playing now.
Try.
Hi, it's Scott here. The Weeknd have got a song in 50 Shades of Grey. It's called Earned It, and it's coming next. It's a definite theme running through today's show. Chloe, who works here at Radio 1, just came in to give us her review of 50 Shades because she went last night. Apparently she made loads of friends and people around her.
When you said earlier that every song is like a 50 Shades song today...
Not every song.
...and then went into James Bay, I was like, what are you saying here?
No,
you're reading too much into all the songs.
No, there are some, though. Like, we've got that Beyonce reworking as well from 50 Shades coming up. Have you heard that?
Is that the slow one?
Yeah.
Right.
It's good. Chloe says that she was making friends with all the girls sat around her because they were like, no, I love Jamie more than you. No, I love Jamie more. No, I love Jamie more. It sounds right up your street. Has the girlfriend said any more about going to see it?
Her girlfriend? It's, after yesterday's show, which I think she heard some of what was being said.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's a sort of unspoken issue at the moment.
Okay, good. Well, I've got
Do you not think Valentine's Day is stressful enough? Without having to throw this whole film thing into the middle of it as well.
I've got a lovely idea.
I've got to buy a card still.
I know. Well, that's not hard. Go and buy a card. I've got to go and buy a card.
That's not an impression of me. Why did you just put a hand on your waist there? As if I was being sassy.
There's a news agent down there. Go and buy a card. Not hard.
I always forget. It's always on the morning of. I need to make an excuse to pop out. Always happens.
So I've found an appropriate cinema for you to call. And before you go and see it at this cinema, I've got a few questions that I want to know the answer to. All right? So I'll give you the questions. And you're going to try and book a seat at 50 Shades, but before that, a few questions that you need to ask the cinema, okay? So I'm on to what... I've got a few that I'm going to try for you now, and then you just call them up. I'll pass you the questions on a piece of paper.
Knowing that I already feel uncomfortable about this film as it is.
You up for this? Just after 1:30,
well,
I'm thinking.
Well, we're going to be doing it whether I am or not,
it seems
we?
That way, yes. As I said, not all of the songs are from that film, which I think we've said enough of the name of now. So that one isn't. Sorry, that one is. Hold Back the River isn't.
It's well confusing. It's really tricky to work out which ones are, and it's a game in itself.
Okay. Do you want some others that might or might not be from it?
Yeah, go on then.
Love Me Like You Do. Is that from it or not?
Well, that is because I know that one.
Neo, Coming With You.
Yes.
Is that one or not?
No.
No, it's not. 4 or 5 seconds, Rihanna.
Are these all songs that we're playing today?
Yes.
This is a fun game.
It's a minefield. Before you go and see the film, you have got a few requirements to ask of the cinema.
I still don't understand this properly.
It's going to be easy, right? I found a cinema. They are showing it pretty much every 15 minutes. I will pass you some questions, one by one, on a piece of paper, and you just ask the questions of the cinema. I'm sure they'll be very helpful.
Right.
Okay. That's okay. Coming after 1:30.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, yes, Jamie Dornan was on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning. That happened. However, I think we all just need to relax a little bit because it's on everyone's mind, obviously. Have you seen this all-staff email that's just gone around?
It's quite incredible, isn't it?
The assistant producer to Sarah Jane Crawford's been on. Hi, everyone. Come and say farewell to Davina. It would be great if you could come to the green room at 1:30 to say a farewell and bon voyage to the lovely Davina. Nipples and Prosecco at the ready. Now, she means nibbles there.
It's quite a typo for an all-staff. That's gone to everyone.
It's gone to every single person at Radio 1 and 1 Extra. Well, sounds interesting, doesn't it?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
sounded epic when Zayn played it last night. I think there was a large gap. Don't start that again. There was a massive gap, and Florence has more than filled it with What Kind of Man on BBC Radio 1. And they are going to be playing at Radio 1's big weekend in Norwich.
She was on proper good form this morning with Grimmy as well.
Really good.
It's weird because they do have a proper kind of... It's not a bromance, is it? It's more a flomance, if you will.
Oh, a flomance?
Yeah.
Don't tell me that you didn't plan that.
You're not going to lie, I thought that one earlier.
Yeah, you did.
But
it's not so much of a bromance, but Scott, it's a flomance.
Guarantee you someone else will use that now, though.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
I wish I had my drums at the ready, but I don't.
But in all seriousness, she was on wicked form this morning, and it was funny hearing her with Grimmy.
Yeah, they're hilarious together. Good to have her back.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, whether you like it or not, everyone's talking about this film. The star of the film was on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning. If you look at the Radio 1 Breakfast Show Twitter, you'll see that he is holding an aubergine up to his ear, like it's a telephone. I'm now holding the actual aubergine as touched by Dornan.
Is that meant to impress me?
In my hand. What do you think?
It's just weird the way you're now holding it.
Aubergine emoji. It's gone a bit soft. Ew.
Great.
Might place that over there. So you don't seem to be a massive fan of this 15... Yeah, that.
Just not that fussed about it. I think it's causing unnecessary drama.
In what way?
Just it doesn't... Valentine's Day is tricky. Mm. It's a tricky day as it is, and I don't think this film helps many people out.
Can lead to a feeling of inadequacy, maybe.
I don't know. It's just everyone's wanging on about it, yeah. And I think, listen, I don't really want to be compared to that guy. I don't know.
I'm enjoying how much it really gets you a little bit, like, annoyed.
It's not for me.
No. Anyway, I think it'd be nice if you could call a cinema with a few questions. Don't worry about it. I'll be giving you the questions.
That's what bothers me.
So I've got various bits of paper here. I'll just pass them to you as and when it feels right to ask the next one, OK? And luckily for you, the cinema that I found has got various special Valentine screenings of the film.
And I'm calling because why? Because I want to express an interest in going to see the film.
Yeah, you're interested in going, but also you've got a few questions about actually going there and what will happen in the
and
cinema.
And you'll pass me these questions.
I'll pass you the questions,
time.
All right? So we'll wait till you get through and then I'll just pass on the questions to you. And there's like simple questions, nothing to worry about. And you don't really have a choice in this. So let me just call the cinema.
Might as well get this done then.
Would holding this
aubergine
make you feel
better? I don't want to hold the
aubergine. Okay. Okay, so I'll pass you the questions. Nothing to worry about. Here we go.
Everyman Cinemas, Will speaking. How can I help?
Hello, I'm looking to come to the special screening.
Of 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Oh, excellent. And do you know what time you're looking for?
Is tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, it depends which site you're looking for as well. Belsize, we've got at 10 past 6 and again at 9 o'clock. And we've got another couple tomorrow evening as well.
Oh, okay. Which one will be the less busy?
I can check that for you. You've actually got through to the office here, so I don't really have the facility to book tickets, but I can certainly answer any queries or anything if you've got.
Yeah.
I can check the availability for you here, if you give me just one second.
I've not been to the cinema for a while, so I just wanted to ask a few questions before I come.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hang on a minute. So, when me and my friend are sat down in the cinema, is it possible to lift the arm in the middle of the chair right up?
Well, we've got quite a few sofas that are specifically built for two people, so there's plenty of space. There's no actual barrier in between, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, sure.
Got a few separate armchairs, which will be... I'm sort of standalone with the arms where they are, but most of the sofas are very comfortable for two people anyway.
Yep, good. Will it be cold in there?
It shouldn't be. We do try and keep the temperature of the screening lounge at a pleasant, normal room temperature. I wouldn't expect it to be cold.
No, because that doesn't help anyone, does it?
What, if it's cold?
Yeah.
I suppose no, it doesn't.
I've only got a couple more questions.
Yeah, sure thing.
I just haven't been for a while. Do you get searched on the way in?
What for?
You know, a quick pat-down, just to check. I don't know. I remember when I was younger, I used to go to the cinema. They'd sort of insist that you showed what was in your bag and stuff like that.
I mean, we don't tend to operate a pat-down policy. I am a little immediately suspicious as to why that might be an issue for you.
No,
at all.
No, I understand. No, no, it's more, I guess, just because it would be good to bring a couple of items along myself, such as...
Well, I mean, we don't actually allow any food and drink in from outside the venue.
No.
So if you were...
Okay.
If that's what you mean.
So you wouldn't be allowed the tape?
In what sense do you mean?
The you know, the sort of the sticky gaffer tape that you might, I don't know why you'd be wanting to bring it in, to be honest, but can I bring it if I want it?
I mean, it depends what you're planning on using it for. I mean, officially speaking, we don't have a cinema policy against gaffer tape, but
no.
It
depends.
If you're looking to sort of try and be a little bit more immersive with the film, I'm afraid we probably don't really want to encourage actually playing along as it goes.
Just a quick yes or no then to these items. A sandwich.
No, unfortunately.
Popcorn. We'll,
no, again, unfortunately,
sweets.
It's food from outside the venue. It's all coming under the same umbrella,
yeah.
Really, there.
Rope. Can of drink.
Sort of, this is, you know, quite similar to the, I mean, you can bring rope, depending on what you're using it for. I wouldn't really
see
the need for, I mean, I'm thinking maybe it might be better for you to be getting this film on DVD when it comes out.
It's not really for me as such, it's more, I've got a couple more questions.
Yeah, go for it.
You know, when the cinema goes dark, are there infrared cameras in there?
I'm getting the impression that the event that you're looking for probably isn't the Valentine soiree experience that we're really trying to promote here. We'd like to open our doors to anyone that wants to enjoy the champagne and. And that's going to be flowing, and there'll be lovely goodie bags and everything. But I think what you're looking for is a slightly different tone of event.
It does sound it does sound like a lovely evening. I'm really sorry about this. Is there a dress code?
No, not particularly. But again, just based on the sorts of things that you seem to be wondering about, I would have to stress that fully clothed. Is definitely something that we do insist upon.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're coming to the end of these questions.
Sure?
Oh, no, there's one more.
Oh, yes.
Am I allowed to whoop when he takes his shirt off?
Generally, we're against whooping in general. I mean, if it's a very quiet whoop... Oh. That might be fine, but it would have to be really quite quiet. We're hoping it'll be like a nice celebratory Valentine's atmosphere,
yes.
But still, anything above a very quiet whoop would probably disturb the other customers.
Very good. I think that's everything.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to the special screening.
Okay. I mean, you definitely... I mean, as I say, I can't book the tickets for you here. I mean... We could. I could put you through to box. I'm not sure this is necessarily the special screening that you're looking for.
No, I get that. Do you know what? It was just to ask a few questions about it. So thanks so much for helping me out.
No, always a pleasure.
Well done.
What was that? You're gone.
He's gone, yeah.
What was the need for the sellotape that suddenly appeared behind my head?
I thought it would add something to the call.
You said questions only. No props.
Maybe you need to wait for the DVD.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
How do you feel being told when you make the phone call that maybe this event isn't for you? How good was he? What incredible customer service you got there, didn't you?
He just went on. He's like the ultimate customer service man.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you threw at him, whether you're allowed to bring popcorn or rope, it was all All part of the service, wasn't it?
It's not one of the easiest conversations I've had to have, though.
No. And remember, they're generally against whooping, but only a quiet whoop allowed. Oh, and also...
I mean, I'm thinking maybe it might be better for you to be getting this film on DVD.
Yeah, I think so too.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So if I go and see it, is that song right at the end of the film? Because I really like that song, and it would be epic to hear it on, like, massive cinema speakers. But I don't want to sit there all the way through it, because I look like an idiot.
Yeah, and sometimes with the big title songs, what they do is they make you... You have to watch, like, half the credits until it rolls in.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be down... Like, by the end of that, I'll be down to, like, Gaffer, Best Boy, all that, won't I?
Yeah, because I'm the
I'll
kind of
I'll be the only
person,
one in there.
As soon as I see a credit, I'm out of there as quickly as I can. There's people... I don't know if you've noticed this in the cinema, every now and then, that will sit and watch the whole credits. Who are these people? Like, why are you doing that?
I have noticed that. They don't... Like... There'll be a song like that Ellie Goulding one, and there'll be another song after that, and they're still sat there.
Yeah, and they dim up the lighting, so it's quite light, but then they'll put even more lights on at the end, and there's people who wait to the last... It's like they want every penny's worth.
Yeah, are they actually reading them?
I don't know.
Like, right, just go now, we've put the lights on.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. You know, this week it's all been about online bullying and negativity, and we've had a fantastic response from you guys. So last night, a load of Radio 1 vloggers got together and just had a whole show, a show dedicated to tackling online negativity. They played some games, they shared stories of their own experiences, and also got a lot of stuff from you about how you thought we could make the internet a nicer place. You can watch this whole thing on iPlayer right now. And you can see why hashtag nicer internet trended worldwide last night. I saw hundreds and hundreds of those messages.
And it did work. It was just a nice idea to try and make everything a little more positive.
Yeah.
It was good.
And just to think, you know, before you put stuff anywhere really.
Absolutely.
On social media. Now, if you or your friends are experiencing any negativity online, just search out BBC Advice. Just search for that online and you'll find the advice and help you need. Loads of people last night, Jack and Dean, Tomska, Jim Chapman, Sprinkle of Glitter, Dan and Phil, all on this show, but you can watch on iPlayer right now.
BBC Radio 1.
Loads of people are saying sometimes there's an extra bit of the movie after the credits. Not very often, though.
Mm. And you're waiting a long time for it.
Like, oh, there might be a funny outtake bit at the end. Oh, there isn't.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Can I ask a question? Zane Lowe, is he okay, hon?
I think so. Why? What's up?
I know, just something I've noticed about his show and him in general recently. It's all fine, but just something we've got for you after 2:30 involving Zane Lowe. Is Zane Lowe okay, is what I'm asking today. He appears to be singing a lot at the moment. If you listened to Fern's show, you would have heard this. You know, Fern's got her mate, Bozza.
Yes.
Bozza, who used to text in during the verses. Mm. And for some reason, Zane has latched onto the name Bozza. And every time Fern says Bozza, Zane just launches into song.
It's my absolute favourite.
You actually listen again to these, don't you? Oh, you turn them up in the office.
It's bizarre. It's the funniest thing. And yeah, I will turn it up. And it's just wondering what he's going to do every time. The last couple have been incredible. The one before last especially. Incredible.
So Zane will just sing about Bozza a lot. And remember, these are all off the top of his head.
Sweet, sweet Bozza, my son, you are a lovely man. Sweet Bozza, down to the misty mountain we will roam. We'll go hiking through the Alps, and together we'll hold hands. Sweet Bozza, will you forever be my man?
What is going on?
Have you heard that before?
Yes.
It's just stunning. I don't know what's going on in his head.
No.
But it's a beautiful place to be. It's all because of this Bozza.
There's a lot of Bozza. Also, Zane has taken to singing at the end of Greg's show and at the beginning of his show. So there's like a handover at 7 p.m, which is the time you're most likely to hear this happen, when Greg's show ends and Zane starts and they say hi to each other.
What's this one? I've not heard this one.
This one appears to be something about a big boss at the BBC. His name is Alan Yentob, and this appears to be about his toilet.
Oh, no way.
You heard this?
No, I haven't.
This is about Alan Yentob's toilet.
Good evening. Don't go sniffing around Yentob's bog.
You'll never know what you'll find when you open your eyes. Don't go sniffing around Yentob's bog.
What's going on?
Oh, how's that happened?
I do remember, like, when I used to be at that time, my chats with Zane were quite surreal, but they've taken a new turn.
Mm. It was never so musical.
No. I mean, he obviously planned that with the music and everything. But it appears to be off the top of his head. And then there was a time where Greg just casually mentioned that he was a bit lonely in his studio during their handover, and this happened.
I had a dream. Was a dream. A dream that Greg in his brand new skivvy came and joined me at a picnic table. We ate sandwiches.
What's
no
this
crusts.
Music is good.
Then I had a Ribena. Other juices are available on the high street.
What's going on?
Greg, well, he opted for herbal tea. And it was a lovely...
Come on, someone check on Zane, please.
Birds were in the sky. Just a smattering of clouds till the sun broke through. Then I awoke to find myself once again all alone. No Craig, all alone, no James.
Okay,
all
hon.
Alone, just me. By myself with one cup of herbal tea, but no one to drink it with.
I don't understand what's going on.
And this was all done live.
Yeah.
This is just him suddenly going, do you know what, I fancy singing.
I mean, it's very talented of him. It's a very talented thing to do, to be able to just pluck that out of thin air out of your head.
It sounds Les Mis or something. It was incredible.
Anyway, I've had an idea. Let's release an album.
The very best of Zane Lowe sings. You never know when Zane Lowe might spontaneously break into song. But with this album, all of the Antipodeans hits have been lovingly brought together, including his rousing ode to Fern Cotton's friend, Bozza.
Sweet Bozza, down to the misty mountain we will roam.
Unbelievably, all of these tracks were broadcast live on Radio 1. Also included an early demo of what would later become the smash hit, Sniffing Yentl. Bog.
You'll never know what you'll find when you open your eyes. Don't go sniffing around Yentob's bog.
And how could we forget his remarkable performance as he enters the mind of a lonely Greg James?
Just a smattering of clouds. The sun broke through.
The finest vocalist to come out of New Zealand since Lady Hawk.
Once again, on a
very best of Zane Lowe sings. Available now.
This album does not exist, although for significant demand it might contribute to Scott Mills' retirement plan. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage. Zane, you're a legend. You do know we're only joking, right?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I've got that new sexy version of Beyoncé coming up from 50 Shades of Grey. Have you heard it?
From what I remember, if it's the one that I've heard in the advert, it's just very slowed down.
It's just slow, crazy in love. Crazy in love. Is the line about paging me right now still in?
Is it the same song, just much slower? I mean, is it like 10 minutes long?
No, it's only 3:46 since you asked.
Right,
but
I'm just wondering
if it's
just been stretched.
Just slow down. Okay, you ready for something for maybe a bit of an iPlayer watch this weekend?
Go on.
You've had your TOWIE. You've had your Made in Chelsea. You love Chelsea, don't you?
I actually do. It's my guilty pleasure, that.
Okay, you ready for the new one?
Go on then.
It's South Side Story. Here's some people that are in it.
Life's not always a bed of roses down here on the south side of the river. But despite what you think, we still dream big.
We've got big dreams.
Down here, music gets us on our way.
I ain't got no wings, but I feel so fly.
Yeah.
I'm being
Now, the concept may make your head fizz to begin with, but then so did all the others. So these are real people between the ages of 18 and 25. They're living in South London. That's why it's called South Side Story. So they're real, right? They're not acting.
Yes.
But they are a bit, because it's structured reality.
I've never heard of that phrase before, so it means that some of it...
Well, like, you know Made in Chelsea, the one that you like?
Yes.
They're real people.
Yeah, but they gave that a different name. That wasn't structured reality, that was something else reality.
It's the same.
Okay.
So basically what will happen is, let's say that you and me don't like each other, they will purposely put us in a room and we'll just watch us fight. That's what happens on Chelsea all the time. Okay? Oh, no, do you actually think it's real?
But Mills, explain... Well, the bits of it are real,
but there's a massive camera in their face at all times.
Explain this to me, OK? So I've got the description for South Side Story up. Structured reality show focusing on the real lives of a group of 18 to 25-year-old South Londoners who like... Here we go. Who like to burst into song to express themselves via the UK's biggest chart hits.
OK, right, so you've
who
seen...
Who dreamt this up?
You've seen Glee, yes? It's like real Glee. They're real people. There's an added twist. Even though they are real, at any point they can break into one of the UK's biggest chart hits.
Yes, because that happens.
Well, it's like, how real can Made in Chelsea be if there's five cameras on someone having an argument?
But they don't burst into song, Mills,
no,
do
but they?
Which
still
would be good, actually.
But what you forget sometimes when you're watching TV is that there is a cameraman there. So how real can it be?
Okay, all right.
You get
so,
me?
So, okay, but that's not the bit that's bugging me at the moment, the structure reality bit. The bit that's bugging me is they burst into
with?
Song to express themselves
yes,
via the chart.
The show's stars at any point can break into song and dance because they're all trying to make it big, which makes it a bit like real-life Glee, right? But they're just normal people living their normal lives on camera, apart from sometimes they'll sing. Get it?
Simple.
When it's on, I have to watch it to the end. I'm fascinated by it. Because I'm always thinking, what song are they going to do next? It's a bit like a younger version of the Homes Under the Hammer game. It's like, okay, so they've just had an argument about this, so what can the song be? Do you want to play?
Okay, so they're going to break into song.
Yeah, they're always.
So
but what song?
So what you're saying is listen to the words and then try and work out what the song's going to be.
Let me give you the scenario. Okay, so there's a guy who's recently been released from prison. He's auditioning for a role. A friend of his is one of the casting directors. But he doesn't want to take a risk on him because he didn't write back to him when the guy was inside.
Okay.
So his mate's a casting director. This guy's been to prison and he kind of ignored him when he was in prison, this casting director. So listen to this.
I'm going to try not to let this come in between our friendship because I love you, but this is just not cool.
I love you like a brother, but I can't do it.
It's done.
Okay, so what's the song? He's walking out of the casting.
Avicii, Hey Brother.
It's a good one.
No.
He tells him not to take it personally.
Don't take it personally.
Any other guess?
Oh, I recognise the back. Give me
no,
another.
No, that's not allowed.
No?
Because if you recognise the song, that's kind of game over.
No, I don't know the name of the song. That's the problem. That's bugging me.
So they've just had an argument. He's not got the role. Out he walks.
This day can't get any worse.
He's having a bad day.
No, I've done wrong. Left your heart torn. Is that what devils do?
It's Love Me Again by John Newman.
Took you so long, where only fools go. I shook the angel in you.
The other phrase you're looking for is scripted reality, which is what your one is. Do you want another one?
Okay.
Okay.
It's such a strange concept, this.
It's making your head fizz a bit.
A little bit.
Okay, so next on South Side Story, a girl heads out to take her break from work. She works at an old people's home. Receives a phone call from a friend. Her friend tells her that her man has been round her yard and has moved all of his stuff out, even taking the dog. Let's just hear that, shall we?
Tao.
No?
Why call him at work?
What's going on?
Your sister just let me in your yard and, like, your man's been round and he's, like, taken all of his stuff.
I knew he was going to take everything, but I didn't think it'd be today.
I can't even see your dog. It's like I think he took the dog as well.
Oh, I feel like everything's going mad right now.
It's going mad right now. He's even taken the dog.
So I'm trying to think of a song, Dog Is Gone. Did anyone make a song called that? No, they probably didn't.
After the dog is gone. Who was
David
that? David Guetta.
I don't know.
No.
Why is he taking the dog? I don't know.
I can't really give you a clue.
The way he's taking everything, it's like he's proper serious about it.
Serious.
Don't worry, man. I'm going to come back around later anyway. We'll just have a little catch-up and some tea and that.
All right, babe. Take care.
Okay, so it's not good. What's the song?
Lucy Spragg and Tea and Toast.
Bye.
She's not having a good day. Her man's taken the dog from her yard. So it's Avicii, Wake Me Up.
Sung by this girl.
Yes.
Feeling my way through the darkness.
She just nips outside for have a little bit of fresh air and just goes into Avicii, Wake Me Up.
Sounds like Alice Levine.
I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start.
Brett says, I'm watching this on iPlayer tonight. This show sounds crazy. It's an interesting new concept.
Well, life will pass me by.
They are normal people, but they will break into song and dance at any point to one of the UK's biggest chart hits.
So wake me up when it's all over.
And then she just go back into the old people's home and carry on working.
Should have been Who Let the Dogs Out.
Just
a trick there.
Okay, I'll pass that on to the producers. Southside Story, you can watch it on iPlayer. Okay, here is 50 Shades of Grey's Crazy in Love, Beyonce.
Little bit slower.
I feel this has made people feel a bit unnecessary in the middle of the afternoon. Creepy, it's supposed to be sexy.
It's not sexy at all. I've been staring at you the whole time this has been going on.
Not doing anything for you that night. Sorry if you're doing some kind of everyday task that's made you a bit... This is BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Friday afternoon, Radio 1. And Alice is here for Real or No Real.
Hello.
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 How are you two?
All right, thanks.
Good, thank you.
Are you good in yourselves?
Good in... What?
You know when people go, are you all right in yourself?
Nope.
Is this your catchphrase?
No.
Do you, you've been on the Radio 1, do you have a catchphrase yet? Do you find yourself saying something and you're like, do you know what? This makes me individual, makes me stand out.
Like Hugh Stevens, or your cheeky little parsnips.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I do need something. I do often say, oh, it's Saturday afternoon. Can that be it? That's
what about you? Are you looking for this one? Right,
that's sort of yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, get one.
All right. It's also homework.
And here are today's Real or No Real facts.
The Channel 4 News theme tune is actually the music from a Clint Eastwood western called Pale Rider.
That one?
No, that's a different film that you've seen.
The Channel 4 News theme is banging. It's another one of those. It's a big song. Oh, there's the brass. Da-da-da! I reckon Jon Snow puts bass face on when he's listening to it.
It's so good, that, isn't it? When you just hear it in isolation, actually really good. We used to say that was my housemate Sophie's theme tune.
Why?
Because her name's Sophie Bush and it fits perfectly. So you go, Sophie Bush, 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 Bush.
Give her the tune.
Sophie Bush, 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 Bush. Sophie Bush, 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 Bush. Sophie Bush, Sophie Bush, Sophie Bush.
Only in tune, presumably.
No, not necessarily. Never have been, never will be.
So, is the Channel 4 News theme actually the music from a Clint Eastwood western called Pale Rider?
Sorry.
Every time.
It does sound a bit western, especially that beginning bit. I'm going to say real.
I'm going to also say real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Yes. I can now play you the trailer for Pale Rider.
Sorry.
Well, it's not funny.
Every time.
By Clint Eastwood.
Warner Brothers will be proud to bring you the next great American Western. Clint Eastwood, Pale Rider.
That's a mad fact.
This is weird.
Some called him preacher. Others called him gunfighter. Clint Eastwood, Pale Rider.
Yes! That's one of the best facts we've ever had. That's brilliant.
I'm absolutely going to repeat that this week.
So the track is called Best Endeavours. It was written by Alan Hawkshaw.
Yes, Alan.
As a piece of library music which anyone could use. Both Jon Snow and Clint Eastwood were keen on it, so used it in their shows.
Incredible fact.
And next,
James Blunt sang an acoustic version of You're Beautiful at Matt Edmondson's wedding.
What? I was talking about this the other day, about how, you know, was it Fern had Tom Adele as her wedding singer?
Yeah.
Was Tom Adele booked as a musical guest for the wedding, or did it? Was he just there, had a couple of drinks and did his thing?
I'll do a song.
Let me on.
Put me on.
And did he do his own songs or did he do covers like a proper wedding singer?
I mean, you don't want to hear Tom Adele at a wedding, let's be honest.
Well, some of them are a bit sad.
No, I want to hear Celebration by Cool and the Gang.
I was at Matt Edmondson's wedding and I don't remember this happening. Saying that, I was an evening guest.
Oh, you weren't.
So I might have missed out on the...
missed out on the day.
On the day you showed.
Surely it wasn't during the service.
Could have been. People do that. People, yeah, it could have been a melty moment during...
So,
the service.
Did Blunty sing an acoustic version of You're Beautiful at Matt Edmondson's wedding? If I was in your shoes, I would say yes, he did. It sounds right up Matt Edmondson Street. Real or no real?
What do you reckon, Alice?
I'm going to say, I think the only way it would happen would be unannounced, like a photo bomb, but like a musical bomb. But I still think no real, because I think you'd remember, Chris.
Yeah, I think no real.
That one is no real.
Yeah. Sadly, it didn't happen. I wonder if James Blunt does weddings now. And next...
Post boxes are red because when they were green, people kept walking into them.
Is it because green means go and people were just like, just thought it was a plough
on?
No, it's just red. Red's a bolder colour. You can see it better.
But all of the phone boxes are red too. So was everything green? Does that mean? Is it because it was like green screen? People just walked into it.
I'm not aware that. Post boxes used to be green at all, but I'm...
This might be before your time, believe it or not.
Do you think?
In Falaraki, they're green. What?
What?
I just remember that.
In Falaraki, they're green.
What?
What? You went to post a letter in Falaraki?
No, I didn't. Why would I post a letter? It's just something I noticed.
Was it a postcard for your mum?
Lovely tear-up in Falaraki, mum.
Post boxes became red because when they were green, people kept walking into them. Real or no real?
No real.
No real.
That one is real.
Oh.
It was slightly before my time. British post boxes were green until 1874, after a series of accidents had been reported. And finally,
the traditional rustic Italian bread ciabatta was actually invented in 1982.
You think ciabatta is well old. That's the kind of one with holes in, isn't it? Your ciabatta.
Mm.
Got holes in, Alice?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's quite aerated.
But also, did we actually have spaghetti bolognese in this country until the 80s?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think people ate pizza before the 80s here.
No way.
I don't think they did.
Now you mention it, though, you're right. You don't see in any like old films them tucking into a pizza, do you?
You don't.
I still think there are foods out there to be discovered that there's going to be a main meal that we'll eat in 10 years' time, which will be like the equivalent of a curry or something like that.
What do you mean it hasn't been discovered?
So lasagna came here in the 80s, let's say.
Let's say sushi came here probably late 90s.
Right. There's foods out there that are yet to arrive on the shores.
I agree with him.
No, you don't.
And you should be excited about this.
Yes. Yet to arrive on our fine shores of Great Britain.
And I can't even imagine what those foods could be.
It's exciting, right?
Yeah. So when do you think curry arrived?
I'm saying 80s.
This is so not scientific.
You're saying everything arrived in the 80s.
We didn't have anything until then. Ask my mum. She was just on bread and dripping. I want to know the first time that someone ate a curry in this country. I bet it wasn't long ago as you think it was.
Well, my first time was on a night out in Southampton at Mansell's.
And it doesn't mean anything.
What do you mean?
It doesn't mean just because you had your first one at Mansell's.
It's not all about you.
It's not about you.
I didn't have a curry until I was... It was my first week of uni.
Was ciabatta only on in 1982? Real or no real?
If so, according to you two, everything was only on in 1982.
They had nothing before then.
Did we just eat carrots and then suddenly 82? Oh, what a year.
No, they had bread and that, but that was about it.
And dripping.
They?
Oi, Mills, what's dripping?
I don't even know what it is.
That's not a joke. I mean,
it's
just like just the fat that's like solidified and then you spread it like it's butter and pretend it's not. Mm.
Ciabatta actually invented in 1982. Real or no real?
No real.
Real.
That one is real.
Oh, yes. Thank goodness.
As I said, like all the foods, ciabatta was invented by Arnaldo Cavallari as a way for Italians to make as much money as the French had done with the baguette.
Oh.
Ciabatta only on since 82.
Baguettes were cleaning up, weren't they?
At the end of that round of real or no real?
Alice got 20, I got 10.
Yes, Alice.
Kapow.
Kapow. Oh. Next week, then?
Yeah, all right. Are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Next week, Innuendo Bingo includes stars from TOWIE and Made in Chelsea, Tuesday and Thursday at 1:45. We're back on your radio Monday at 1:00.